We bring in head coach of the Arkansas Razorback women's basketball team, Tom Collin. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Well, coach, talk about your team. Obviously, a nice start to the season. One loss so far, and you open conference play tomorrow at Auburn, and you take in a number 23 ranking.
Well, we are off to a good start. You know, I don't think I'm not sure what the expectations were for this team. Certainly, we always set our goals to perform well, be at the top of the SEC, get into the NCAA tournament, but we lost a lot of kids from last year's team, and so I don't think we knew what we had for sure. I've told people all along, I think I really like this team. I like its chemistry, its character. I like the individual pieces. We just didn't know what we had until we got out there and played games. And so, you know, we're off to a good start, played a pretty solid schedule. And, you know, but now it's into play in the big time when you get into the SEC action.
Yeah, talk about your ability to shoot the three-point shot, and you know what? Are your players always? Are they always have the green light to shoot it, or is it just a certain couple of them?
Well, I've always been pretty free and easy when it comes to coaching. I think if your feet are set and you're in your range and you prove that you can make those shots, we're going to let kids take those shots. You know, we dial back every once in a while. Sometimes we have to talk about what's working and what's not. I think the only time we ever really dial back from the three is when we feel like we have the advantage on the inside. And if we have that advantage, we always want to play inside out. So we want to try to get the ball there first. And then if we kick it back out, then that's fine. And we had to do that in the game the other night. I think we started out 1-for-13 from the three-point line in our game with Coffin State. And we emphasized getting it inside. And when we did, we ended up having three post players with double figures.
Tom, talk about this grind that starts tomorrow night. I know you open on the road at Auburn, but SEC play in women's basketball is always tough.
Well, it's just there's no easy nights. And we've added two teams in Missouri, and who I think they're coming in with an 11-2 record, and Texas A&M is I think coming in maybe with maybe an 11-4 record or something like that. But they've probably played the toughest schedule in the country, so. I don't care whether you go top to bottom. You can go take the team that's picked to finish 14th in this league, and you know they're a marginal top 50 to top 60 type team. So if you don't play well, you know you're going to go home. And so it's a tough league. It's more about can you get back up when you get knocked down, because everyone's going to get knocked down. So it's a matter of fighting off the depression of a loss or a bad game or a bad shooting night, and then getting back up and knowing that you can't let one game affect the other. So that's going to be the key for us.
Arkansas is 11-0 when leading at the half. How important is that for you to get your girls going and when you can get a lead and be able just to keep it?
Well, I think it gives us confidence. As long as we're not going to let down and not come out and play with the same amount of intensity, I think one of the things that this team has had to do is develop their own level of confidence. I think coming in, there were so many questions, and it's an all-new team. The question was, were we going to come out and play and have an identity and develop a certain swarthiness, like something that we really played like we were the better team every time we stepped on the floor. So I think it's always a good team, a good idea. If you're ahead, I think it's a good thing. I think that gives your team more confidence as long as you don't let up.
Tom, talk about winning number 100 at Arkansas this year.
Well, it was a nice deal. I mean, I tend not to look at that stuff very much. I think more than anything else, it's an indication that I was able to get to under 100 fairly quickly, that the program's headed in the right direction and we're having some success. You know, I'll be happier when we get to 200 or 300 or when we can get to 8 or 10 or 12 wins in the SEC. I think those quantities of wins will be way more important to me.
Talk a little bit about Callie Berna, if I'm saying her name right. I see that she's averaging 6.1 assists, and how she just makes that team go and your confidence you have in her.
Well, she's a, you know, when I watched her all through high school, the one thing that I thought she could do is run a team, and I've always felt like she was a facilitator. She was always going to get people involved, get them the basketball, get it to them in the right spots where they could score. She did that as a freshman, but she didn't have the opportunity to run the point quite as much because we had a four-year starter in Sierra Ricketts. So now that she's taken over the point, she's playing, you know, quite a few minutes, it's her team. And so, you know, she's going to have to make all the decisions. So far, so good. I mean, I think if you look at the SEC statistically, She's maybe second in the league in assists, maybe third in assist turnover ratio. But when you look at the kids that are rated ahead of her, they're kids that really don't get that many assists or whatever. So I think there's probably an argument to be made that early in her sophomore year, she may be the best point guard in our conference.
Yeah, I see she had 12 assists last game. And for the listeners, how important is that when she can get, like you said this early, how when she can get the ball to the people that are going to score in the right spots, that is so big. You know, just making the pass, it's kind of like a quarterback when he throws to a receiver. If the receiver has to step backwards to catch the ball, you know, he usually gets tackled there, where if you can put the pass in the right spot, he's able to get upfield. So how important is that for her when she's able to pass the ball to the right spot that they're able to get that shot off quick?
Well, it's the difference between a kid making a shot or missing a shot. We always preach and preach that the passer makes the shooter. And Callie has that ability not just to get the open player the ball, but to get it to them in a position where they can score. And if you don't do that, and then there's a second worth of hesitation. In this league, the defenses are so good that if there's any hesitation at all, then the defense just swarms back on you.
Right.
So it's a huge asset. It's something that she's always had. And there's a lot of point guards out there that are pretty good at what they do, but don't quite have that knack like she's got it.
Coach, Auburn, they have a new coach on the Plains there this year, and they're off to a pretty good start as well. Talk about the conference opener tomorrow night and what you think you'll see from the Tigers.
Well, it's going to be a challenge for us. I look at them on video, and I would say the two best teams we played so far this year are Oklahoma or Kansas, and I would say they're every bit as good as those teams. Now, they're not getting any votes in the polls, and those two teams are both in the top 25, but I just don't see a difference between the two. You know, they were a team that was picked to finish just behind us, like maybe ninth or tenth in the league, and yet I look at them and I think if they play the way they're capable of playing, you know, they're a team that's going to go into the NCAA tournament. And if you, I think the records will show, if you get into the NCAA tournament, you got a pretty good chance of winning a first round game. So, you know, they're going to be good. They play a lot of zone, a lot of trapping defenses. They really make you play basketball. They don't let you come down and run your sets and do the things that you want to do. And, you know, that's been very successful for her. She did that at Georgetown, built that program into a top 20 program over the last few years. And she just has carried that on at Auburn. So they're going to be a challenge for us. They're excited. They're 11-2. They're on their home floor. They haven't lost a game there this year. So it's a tough opener.
Talk about the point distribution with your team in 10 of your games. That you've won, you've had at least, or in 10 of your games, you've had at least three players scoring double figures. That has to be pleasing to a coach.
Well, I think it's the way we play. We don't look to try to feed any one player the ball all the time. I think this team shares the ball pretty good. I think one of the things that I like about this team is we've had so many different kids lead us in scoring, and I think we probably have 8 or 9 kids that on any particular night, if we get them the ball where they like to score from, 8 or 9 kids that are capable of scoring 15. That certainly doesn't happen on the same night, but it's nice to know that you've got that kind of depth. And I think it makes you a little bit harder to scout, a little bit harder to guard when you've got so many weapons and you just kind of spread the wealth around a little bit.
And everybody knows it's tougher to win on the road. So talk about that. You know, this is be your first real road test. And then you're going to, you know, you'll split them down as far as having your home in a road games. Talk about how important it is to get some victories. Everybody knows you have to protect your home court, but how hard and difficult it is to get a victory on the road.
Well, stealing games on the road is going to be crucial for us. And we've been a real solid road team over the last 3 or 4 years. We've won 4 or 5 games in the SEC almost every year on the road. I don't know what it is. We actually play better on the road than we do at home. Our kids seem to really like battling a crowd. They like rising to the occasion. So if you can do that, it's going to be important. You know, you're not going to get to your 8, 9, 10 wins in the SEC without winning some road games. And this year in particular, the way the schedule falls, it's going to be great for our fans because all the top 25 teams that we play them on our court. We play Georgia at home, Kentucky at home, Tennessee, Texas A&M, South Carolina. We play all of them at home. And you would like to think and see that is a great advantage, but sometimes it puts a little extra pressure on you because now you're going out and playing all those teams on the road that the expectations are you're supposed to beat, but they're pretty good teams too. So you know, we're going to get knocked down probably even at home once or twice just because of the magnitude of our schedule. So our ability to go out on the road and win some games early, especially early in the year, I think get our confidence going is going to be real crucial for us.
Yeah, definitely. Talk a little bit about the aligning, the new way the conference is, where there's not a West and an East. And do you prefer that? Or
Well, I think I would prefer divisions. I think it keeps the games late in the year a little bit more competitive. Sometimes certainly one division can be stronger than the others, and then the complaints come out that it's not fair if you finish first or second in this division and you get a bye in the tournament and there's four or five teams better than that in the other division. You know, those arguments go on forever, but I think the thing that it does is it keeps a lot of interest alive late in the season. You're playing for something, you're playing for a bye. It creates more rivalry games when fans get to see the same teams at least every single year, and you know a little bit more about them. So I wish we were in divisions, but, you know, as the conferences grow, it's a little bit tough sometimes to figure all that out. So, you know, right now it's at 14 games, and I don't see that changing in the future.
Tom, good luck tomorrow on the road at Auburn, and hopefully it'll be a great 2013, a trip back to the NCAA tournament and maybe a Sweet 16 appearance this year.
Hey, that all sounds good to me. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Good luck, Coach.